Hey, where's my bucket? Where's my... Oh, phew. There it is. Oh, somebody must have just moved it as they walked past. You know how it is. You get attached to a bucket, and then you go off to wash your hands in the restroom, and you come back, and your bucket's gone! But I needn't worry. My bucket is pretty much where I left it before. For the moment. Hi, folks. Name's Lilix here. Not at my custom to place at the long boomerang pattern for Micah Counter. Oh, it is the long boomerang pattern for Micah Counter. Mind you, I'm just one stool over to the right. While I was gone, it seems that the stool in which I sat lost its top, its stool portion, leaving but the pole. It hasn't been replaced yet. Wonder if they ever will. But in any case, it's freed me up to have a little bit more elbow room here, because, you know, this place can get a little close when everyone's jammed into the counter. And now I've got some room on my left here. I can flex an actual elbow. I can stretch in the accustomed fashion. You know where the elbow sort of goes up at a 45-degree angle? The old cliched good yawn? I'm doing it right now. Anyway, aforementioned long boomerang pattern for Micah Counter is, of course, located in the diner, which is on Old Highway 23, about 18 and a half minutes from wherever you happen to be right at this very moment. And you might ask, why do I have a bucket? Well, you could say, don't we all have a bucket? And I suppose that we do. But I brought this one for a very specific reason. I noticed yesterday that Highway 23 is under construction, heavy construction. Actually, it's impassable. There's a sinkhole that developed. It goes the entire breadth of the road, so it's impassable. This is also, however, the day in which the diner has its weekly crouton delivery. I don't know why they contract individually with different companies to provide the different components for so many dishes, but that's what they do, and this is the day that the crouton truck rolls up. Man drives like a maniac. I've seen him. Big delivery van, takes the corner on two wheels. So essentially what I'm guessing is that he's going to hit that pothole, and he's going to spin out. He's going to TC, as the cops say. And there will be a great profusion of croutons scattered about the road. Now, you're saying, am I the kind of guy who you see on the evening news scooping up croutons and running away like some common thief? Come to think of it, I guess that's pretty much what I'm saying I am, aren't I? Well, I look at it this way. There's going to be a layer of croutons on the ground that nobody's going to touch. Those croutons are over. They're done. Leave them for the birds. Then there will be large mounds of croutons, which I think they'll be able to replace and put back in the truck. But there's going to be smaller ancillary piles of croutons. You know, I could help myself to a few. That's all I'm saying. You might ask, so you're predicting a truck full of croutons is going to crash. That's why you brought a bucket. You have a lot of time on your hands. Yes, my friends. Yes, I do. Well, let's see what's on the chalkboard menu for today. Ah, charcoal-coated bratwurst, my favorite. Hope it comes in a brat bun. Gotta have a brat bun with a bratwurst, indispensable. Put them in a hot dog bun, the hot dog bun looks abashed. Can't possibly accommodate the dimensions of the bratwurst, and it makes you wonder whether or not the bratwurst bun, which is now a staple of all grocery stores, was rolled out simultaneously with the brat, or whether there was a difficult period of adjustment there where people had to make do. Because a Vienna roll, which is larger, I think, than a bratwurst bun, would make the bratwurst look like the hot dog. You've got to strike the right proportions. That's all I'm saying. Well, it's been an interesting week at the diner. So I hear. I haven't been here. I've actually been sort of busy at work. Things have been happening. But it's good to be back, and no sign of Jeremy, the dark chef, incidentally. I did allow them to let me downstairs into the basement where the Tesla coils are contained. The good news is that there was no grue on the wall and no empty pair of shoes that would indicate he'd been atomized. And the bad news, of course, is he's been thrown once again into the space-time continuum and may pop up at any moment whenever the plot gives indications that it's beginning to flag. So we can hope that we'll see him soon. So I really have nothing to report. Let's just see what the jukebox is. I've missed this jukebox. You have no idea how much I missed this jukebox. It was fun listening to the radio back in the past, of course. But there's just something about the panache, the serendipity with which the gentleman stocks this thing that always never fails to delight. And it's not just the panache and serendipity. It's the variety. Leaving aside, of course, the 2 weeks when it played nothing as time goes by, but that's all in the past. time past temporal joke, yeah, whatever. Let's try D4.
A long time ago, a million years BC, the best things in life were absolutely free.
Well, the dinosaurs were bad at monetizing.
But no one appreciated a sky that was always blue. And no one congratulated a moon that was always new. So it was planned that they would vanish now and then. And you must pay before you get them back again. That's what storms were made. And you shouldn't be afraid, for every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You will find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
Apropos, rain. It's raining here at the diner. First rain of the season, as far as I can tell. I mean, that has happened while I've been here, obviously. It's rained before. Things are not in a state of advanced parchedness, but it's a lovely sound, isn't it? However, it's getting into the window. I'm going to have to close the window here. Hold on a second. Pennies from Heaven. I've always liked that tune. I'm glad it's on the jukebox, too. It's a great Depression-era song, but there's something curious about the lyrics, no? A long time ago, a million years B.C. Yeah, that's a long time ago, so we're obviously talking about a period in time that precedes the establishment of settled agriculturally-based communities. The best things in life were absolutely free. Well, yes, in as much as dinosaurs were poor at monetizing things, trilobites hadn't exactly come up with a medium of exchange that allowed them to set value to particular things. I mean, everything was free, more or less, but you had to work for it. And even if you did work for it and get the thing that was free, you would be consumed later by a creature that was higher up than you on the food chain. So we're not talking some idyllic pastoral Eden. Okay? All right, we go on. But no one appreciated a sky that was always blue. Well, again, this assumes that the creatures, the brontosauruses, are raising their heads from the ponds and looking up at the sky and noting its hue and marveling at it. I don't think that registered in their consciousness, but even if human beings were around, I gotta ask, why is the sky always blue? Are you telling me that the earth is not revolving? That there is no night? Because that's impossible. I'm just saying that it's sad that in a song this charming, it's so scientifically inaccurate, so fast. And then what happens? Well, no one appreciated a sky that was always blue, and no one congratulated a moon that was always new. Well, all right, let's leave aside, if we will, the fact that there weren't people a million years B.C. Maybe there was some sort of proto-hominid who was incorporating the moon into his own primitive ethos, mythos, I don't know. But even if there was, the only way that the moon would always be new would be, again, if there was no celestial mechanics, no motion around the sun. So, I mean, at this point, the song has completely lost the scientists in the audience, and they're rolling their eyes, because they see this every day, you know, the ridiculous assumptions and assertions made by lyrics. Anyway, so what happens because these things have not been appreciated or applauded? Well, it was planned that they should vanish now and then. All right, well, who exactly? Obviously God. So what we have here, then, is some pre-flood story where God looks down and sees that nobody's appreciating the blue sky and the new moon, and so he plans that they should vanish now and then. And what's the next line? And we must pay before we get them back again. That's what storms were made for, says the singer. And you shouldn't be afraid, for every time it rains pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Make sure that your umbrella is upside down. Now, as a way of building wealth, I think that again, is not going to suit you in the long run. Basically, what you should do is use the advantages of compound interest, really, then to expect a variety of coinage to fall from the ground in some ancient promise from God. But I have to admire this about the song. This was the Depression, mind you. And for every song that was Brother Can You Spare a Dime, there were 10 like this, which essentially said, quit your bitchin'. That was the Street Singer, incidentally. That was the name of the fellow who sang that song. The Street Singer. Well, pennies from heaven. All right, let's see what else do we have on the jukebox on this nicely rainy, strange career in flux. Oh, phew. I lost sight of my bucket for a second there. It moved over here. Is somebody moving my bucket? Hands off my bucket. All right, let's go to F10.
Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven?
Jukebox is stuck again.
You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
You know, I hate to say it, but this is the kind of music sometimes that always makes me feel like Grady the butler is going to show up, get me into the washroom to get some Advocat off my jacket, and remind me that I am the caretaker, and that I have always been the caretaker of the Overlook Hotel. This has got to be British dance band music. Those guys could not swing if you held a gun to their head. Oh well, let's go back. You know, it's take 50, I think, and the guy started drinking at take 22.
You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down.
Okay, the piano player is hammered.
So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. Every penny's from heaven for you and me.
And you and thee and me and the sea by the tree with you and me. Notice how he had to sort of race to get to the end of that one, too? Not the most stellar piece of wax. Yeah, well, the charms of the song survive, but I think I've heard it enough for one day. Thank you. Just realized something, too. It's raining, which means that when the crouton truck hits that spot, it's going to skid. Unless, of course, the rain means that the driver will slow down in anticipation of possible traffic conditions. No, he never slows down. So this could really be a bad crouton spill. And also the fact that it's raining means, well, it means the croutons are going to be ruined. Their essential crispiosity will be lost. That means I'll have to run to the scene of the accident with my bucket. And if there's anything that impresses your peers, it's the sight of somebody sprinting madly with a big bucket to get free croutons, wet ones nevertheless, off the roadside. Ah, boy. Well, croutons are expensive. They're more expensive than bread, which makes no sense because essentially they're stale bread, lightly toasted. For all we know, they just put a bunch of day-old bread in a truck and, send the truck off to have an accident and, it bursts into flames, as vehicles are wont to do whenever they turn over or go into a culvert, and then there you got croutons. Maybe that's how they're made. Get rid of the nation's supply of aging trucks and day-old bread all in one fell swoop, adding tremendous value to the crouton in the process. All right, let's see what other song we have here. I'm going to give this thing one more shot today. I'm going to try M4 and hope that it's something good and bluesy. Not that I'm in a bluesy mood, mind you. Au contraire. But, you know, sometimes you just want a melody that's contrapositive to that which you feel. M4.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No.
Sax sounds like the slightly sexier sister of the teacher in the Peanuts cartoons. You know, the one you only heard go wah, 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 wah. She had a sexy sister, slightly, who spoke through a sax. It sounded like that. Why, it's Billie Holiday.
Don't you know each cloud contains.
I'm starting to get that impression.
You'll find your fortune falling all over town.
Well, precipitation actually tends to be more localized.
Be sure that your umbrella is upside down.
Which would rather defeat the purpose of carrying one now, wouldn't it?
Trade them for a package of sunshine.
Smacking syringes.
If you want the things you love,
you must fight off ninjas.
So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree.
Oh, heavens no, go right out in the middle of the field and get struck by lightning. Thanks, Billy. Your safety tip for the week. When you hear thunder, run out in the middle of a tree. Hold a metal bar in your teeth. Jump up and down so that you are never grounded at any particular time. I tell you, you know, I don't expect scientific accuracy, but I really do expect weather safety tips from blues singers. It's one thing I think they ought to be able to provide. But no, no, no. Yes, yes, yes. Well, nice, nice, nice. But I would like to hear something else. So I'm going to go over and talk to the waitress and see if she can do something about the jukeboxes here. I don't know why they're stuck. Of course, the last time this happened, fate was trying to tell me something. Fate was sending me a message. Could fate be telling me something now? Indeed, the most useless currency in the United States of America might come down from the skies in torrents, knocking me unconscious, beating my face to a bloody, unrecognizable pulp by the time people venture out from the storefronts and pull me away, slapping me to consciousness and wondering, why didn't you listen? The radio said the pennies were coming, fool. All right, well, I'm going to take a break, splash some water in my face, perform ablutions and micturation, if you will. And now, a word from our sponsor.
Every one of you undoubtedly has a headache or pain remedy that you swear by. But haven't you noticed that on some occasions it fails you? That there are times it does not seem to work? On these occasions, let me suggest that you try Anacin, for here is a remedy that I'm sure won't fail you. You'll find the fastest and most complete relief in Anacin you have ever experienced. The reason is simple. Anacin contains not one pain-soothing agent alone, but four. One of which is in all probability the remedy you now customarily take to relieve pain. You can get Anacin at your druggist for a few cents. Your money back if you're not pleased. I'll spell the name.
What's puzzling you, Ethelbert?
One of those quizzes. And it says here, what are these men famous for? Sidney Porter, Samuel Clemens, Charles Dodgson.
Well, they're all great authors.
Well, how come I never heard of them?
Well, you would if they printed their pen names. They're O. Henry, Mark Twain, and Lewis Carroll.
Well, I'll be. Those names are famous. Everybody knows them.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody knows Anchor Hawking, the most famous name in glass.
I'd answer some mail here, which is usually what we do, and by we, of course, I mean I, at this particular point, but it is stacked up, and I don't know where to begin, so perhaps next week. No, this week I'm just putting the jukebox through its paces, and I think that they've got it unstuck from playing Pennies from Heaven, so let's give it a try. Let's go to C7. Ooh, that's the flip side. Wonder what it is.
There's a hole in the old oaken bucket.
Here
come those hillbillies, the three barons, and that choir.
There's a hole in the old broken bucket,
pluck, pluck, pluck it,
and it don't hold no water no more.
No, no more.
There's a hole in the old broken bucket,
pluck, pluck, pluck it,
and through it the water does pour.
Sure does pour.
Oh, it was the best pail in the Ozarks.
In the Ozarks.
With nary a defect or flaw.
Or a flaw.
For the hole in the old broken bucket.
When your partner
was put there when Ma shot at Paul.
Ma shot at Paul.
Oh, my pappy was far too romantic.
Too romantic.
He was just
That was it. That was the great crouton spill of 07. I've got to go. Where's my bucket? Where's my bucket? Where's my bucket? Who took my bucket? You can't do this. A man needs a bucket. What? What's that? For me? For me? The cook and the waitress and the busboy. They're holding up a new bucket. And it's for me. It's even stamped with the logo of the diner's new owners. Hanso Amalgamated Securities and Trust League. I has a bucket. I has a bucket. Well, I wonder if it's got croutons inside of it. Let me take a look. Oh, it's filled with croutons. Let me sample them. That's onion and garlic. I know that. It's one of my favorites. How about this one? Caesar. That's a hard one to get right. It's got a note of anchovy, a hint of it without the actual presence of it. Well, these are good croutons. Oh. You know, every time it rains, truck crashes and scatters croutons from your new employer. And if you're lucky, you got a bucket to put them in. Well, fresh bucket and infinite croutons, it seems. I better stop while I'm ahead. Thanks for dropping by, folks. This has been The Diner for Tuesday, June 5th, 2007. I'm James Lilacs. And I'll see you down the road.
Okay.